بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. Yesterday we started with a new paragraph of the dua, which started like this: وَاجْعَلْنِي مِمَّنْ أَطَلْتَ عُمْرَهُ وَحَسَّنْتَ عَمَلَهُ. Make me of those to whom you give a long life with good acts. And we discussed a little bit about the benefits of even one day more of living with having good acts, having performance which would lead us to higher degrees of paradise. Then the Imam continues like this: وَأَتْمَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ نِعْمَتَكَ وَاجْعَلْنِي مِمَّنْ أَطَلْتَ عُمْرَهُ وَحَسَّنْتَ عَمَلَهُ وَأَتْمَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ نِعْمَتَكَ وَرَضِيتَ عَنْهُ وَأَحْيَيْتَهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. And make me of those for whom you have completed your ni'mah, consummated your ni'mah, so to speak. And you of those whom you are pleased with, and of those whom you have given them a pure life, a good life. Now, each request here is in itself, it opens a door to a huge store of ma'rifah and knowledge. First of all, he asks for itmamun ni'mah, complete your ni'mah full. What does that mean? Complete your ni'mah. Now, let's refer back to the Quran. Every day in our salat, when we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and no salat is accepted without Fatihatul Kitab, of course. La salata illa bi Fatihatul Kitab. In Fatihatul Kitab, we ask one thing. We say, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Fatihatul Kitab is a very beautiful piece because it starts with praise of God. First, we are praising, and then we are requesting, the same as this dua. First, we praise, and then we request. Now, the phrase is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din. Then a confession: Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. We only worship you and we seek help for that worship from you. And then a request: Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. Guide us to the right path. Now, what is this right path? Of course, the right path is shown to us by the Quran, but of course, many people believe in the Quran, but their actions are quite different. So, which followers of the Quran? Which group of people who stick to the Quran and you are pleased with them? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path of those upon whom you have bestowed your ni'mah. Now, hasn't Allah bestowed His ni'mah on everyone? Yes, He has. Every creature in this world receives ni'mah from Allah. In terms of human beings, every mu'min and every kafir receives ni'mah from Allah. So what does it mean when we say, when we request, guide us to the path of those upon whom you have bestowed your ni'mah? So this should be a special sort of ni'mah. But even if this is a special sort of ni'mah, why we are ignoring other types of ni'mahs and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because, and this because is very important, because there is one ni'mah by which all other ni'mahs are consummated. In fact, the ni'mah, the bounty, is not a bounty unless it is placed in the line of this final consummating ni'mah. And that is when Allah guides someone towards Him. This guidance, not an abstract guidance, like for example, you say, okay, Allah has guided everyone by His books. No. A guidance which comes to the heart and takes people towards God. That is the consummation of ni'mah. Allah has given all of us eyes, ears, hearts, tongues to speak. However, all these, although they are ni'mah and bounties, they may act against us. They may work against us, isn't it? If we are disbelievers, for example, if we do injustice by all these, the more bounty we receive and we do injustice, the more harmful these bounties are to us. So can we say they are really bounties or ni'mah? They are not ni'mah unless and until they are accompanied with something which put all of them in one line. And this is the consummation of ni'mah. And that is when Allah guides you to His wilaya. Wilaya means His guardianship. That you submit to Him, and by submitting to Him, you put all these things that Allah has given you in one line directed towards Him. So that is consummation of ni'mah. وَاجْعَلْنِي مِمَّنْ أَطَلْتَ أُمْرَهُ وَحَسَّنْتَ عَمَلَهُ وَأَتْمَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ نِعْمَتَكَ. And you have consummated the ni'mah for them. You have perfected that ni'mah by giving us that heart. It's very important. Allah may have given us lots of things, but the more He gives us while we are turning away from Him, the more harmful that is going to be for us. The sooner He takes us away in that situation, the better for us, because less we harm ourselves. It's just like if you give someone a very harmful weapon and they go around killing people, the sooner you take that gun from them, the better. Less harm. All these bounties that Allah has given us, if they are not in line with that consummating ni'mah, then the sooner Allah takes them from us, or the less He gives us, the better. The less He gives us, the better. Sometimes these ni'mahs, these bounties, if we do not have this consummating ni'mah, are useless, sometimes are harmful, sometimes are useless. There are two very important verses in the Quran, which I will talk about them when I talk about this Razita Anhu, where you are pleased with them. But those upon whom Allah has bestowed this consummating ni'mah become guides for others. This is another important thing. You know, Allah says that in the Quran that some of you we have put guides for others, because that consummating ni'mah has been given to them. And we say, guide us to the path of those upon whom you have bestowed your ni'mah. That means that consummating ni'mah that makes everything a ni'mah, a bounty. Otherwise, these bounties may work against us, as I said. Some of us follow them. Some of us are guides, us are guided by them. However, in one verse in Surah Furqan, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that ability to guide others as well. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Make us a guide for the pious. Well, sometimes I used to think that this ayah is not for us. Because who is Imam al-Muttaqin? Who is the guide for Muttaqin? It's of course the prophets, A'imma. Why should we call upon Allah? Why should we ask, وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Make us guides and leaders of Muttaqin. But there is one very important request in this, and that is أَتْمِمْ عَلَيْنَا نِعْمَتَكَ وَاجْعَلْنَا مِمَّنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ نِعْمَتَكَ. In fact, when we say make us guide for the pious, it means that we want that ni'mah that you give to the leaders of the faith. We want that ni'mah. Can we ask for that ni'mah? Imam teaches us that we should ask. Is it easily attainable? No, it's not easily attainable. It's not easily attainable. This bounty, this ni'mah, is given to the purest of the pure. You have to be really pure to be given this. Every sort of doubt and shirk and hesitation should be removed from your heart. And this is the meaning that the Quran mentions about Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُطْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْزَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَحِرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah has a will to remove all wretches, which is impurity, from your hearts, O Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. By doing that, he will make you the leaders of others, the leaders of the faithful. By doing that to you, then all the faithful every day in their salah say, guide us to their path. Isn't it? We all, every day we say, guide us to their path. Now, some Muslims think that Quran is enough. Quran is enough. And we don't need any guides after the Quran. But why the Quran tells us all the time, guide us to their path, path of certain people? Because Quran can be interpreted in many different ways. It cannot remove differences. And that's what you see around the world. Muslims are divided into many different sects, and they all read one Quran. Why? Because that people, those people with guided, the guiding ni'mah that Allah has given them, they are rarely among us. By asking وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, we say أَتْمِمْ عَلَيْنَا نِعْمَتَكَ as well. Although we want you to guide us to their path, we want you to make us one of them as well. As I said, it's very far-fetched. It's not easily attainable. But here Imam teaches us that you can ask big things from God. This is very big. This is not something easy to attain. You say, Allahumma atini as-sa'ata fil-rizq, give me vast wealth, vastness in wealth. That's very easy. That's very easy. That's the cheapest thing Allah can give someone. But you say, give me this ni'mah. This ni'mah cannot come without your own efforts. So this is very big, big ni'mah. So, وَأَتْمَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ نِعْمَتَكَ وَرَضِيتَ عَنْهُ. And from those from whom you are pleased with, from those that you are pleased with them, make me one of them. And of course, the pleasure of Allah depends on the level of your purity. The purer you are, the more pleased Allah is with you. Allah doesn't have any family relationship with anyone. He doesn't have any special relationship with anyone. Every single human being is special for Allah. Every single human is special. However, he is pleased only with the pure. The purer, the more pleased he is. Less pure, a bit unclean, Allah is less pleased with you. Because Allah's pleasure and wrath is not like pleasure and self. Pure would please him. And this is why, by remembering him, is very important. The Quran tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember God abundantly, profusely. Why? Because by remembering him, we remove uncleanliness from ourselves. We become closer to the pure. We become purer by remembering him. When you remember God, what do you remember? A being which is benevolent, just, merciful. You remember all these good qualities, isn't it? So it fills your heart. All these good qualities fills your heart. Let me tell you one story. This is a very interesting story. The Prophet, peace be on him, had a friend. His name was Uthman bin Maz'un. This man was a bit older than the Prophet. They were friends before the Prophet received the mission, was appointed as a Prophet. They were friends before that. Now this Uthman bin Maz'un was a very good-hearted man, very good-hearted man. He was the first man who died in Medina, buried in Baqi. And his grave is just in Baqi, where they now call it's the grave of Uthman ibn Affan. It's actually the grave of Uthman ibn Maz'un. It's a bit confused. It's Uthman ibn Maz'un. He was the first man who was buried by the Prophet in Baqi. And actually the Prophet liked him very much. Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam liked him very much. And he named one of his sons Uthman after him, because he liked Uthman ibn Maz'un. He was a very good-hearted man. He used to keep away from all impurity even before Islam. And that's why he was quite close to the Prophet. They were very close friends. When the Prophet was given the mission, he says, Uthman reports to us himself, he says that when the Prophet came to me and said, I am a prophet and you believe, surrender, submit, he said, because he was my dear friend, I said, okay, I submit. But my heart was hesitant. I didn't really think that he was a prophet. We knew each other. I knew that he was a very honorable, a good man. But receiving revelation, I didn't believe it. I had doubts in my heart. However, I didn't tell about it to anyone. I didn't tell to the Prophet. I said, okay, I accept. I believe in you. Until one day, we were sitting with the Prophet, talking. And suddenly, Prophet's attention was diverted from me. And after a while, he came back. His attention was focused again to me. And I asked, what happened? You seemed you lost your focus. He said, just a verse revealed to me. I said, what verse? What was revealed to you? And the Prophet recited this verse in Surah An-Nahl. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Allah commands you to justice, adl, to benevolence, ihsan, to help your relatives, your kins, وإيتاء ذي القربى, to give. And He forbids you from indecency. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, and sins which are detested by everyone. وَالْبَغْيِ, and oppression and injustice. Allah is admonishing you so that you are guided. Now, Uthman says, upon hearing this, I blame myself. I said, what is this Prophet preaching to you? What is God preaching to you? It's justice, it's benevolence, it's charity. What is he prohibiting you from? Indecency, injustice, oppression. And I said, all these good qualities, why I am in doubt? And then my heart confirmed, this is very important, we discussed about this. We have to confirm these values. Our heart should confirm this value. And then my heart confirmed and I became a true believer. That's why I say, by remembering God, we elevate ourselves. We elevate ourselves. He is pure and He is pleased with the pure ones. The higher the degree of our purity, the more pleased Allah is with us. وأتممت عليه نعمتك ورضيت عنه. Again, these are very lofty things Imam is asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, do you want to know how valuable you are in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just look into your hearts. See how clean is your heart. That is your value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have one hadith which could be actually explained or construed in the meaning of what I'm saying here now. Imam alayhi salam said, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam apparently is reported to have said that if you want to know what is your value in the eyes of God, see what is God's value in your heart. The value you give to Allah in your heart is your value with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So more respect, more value you have your God, more respect and more value you have in the eyes of God. That's the pleasure. Why some of us forget our value, our values, our human values? Because we forget God. This is a very beautiful verse and a bit difficult to somehow explain, but in Surah Al-Hashr we have وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Do not be like those who forget God and God makes them to forget themselves. These are the fasiqun. Fasiq is someone who goes out of something. Now, a kafir is a fasiq because they go out of faith. A sinner is a fasiq because they go out of obedience of God. So Muslims can be fasiqun as well because they may go out of obedience. Although they are Muslims, they believe in God, they believe in Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, but they do not obey, so they are fasiqun. So, if you forget God, God make you to forget yourself. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means you forget all your good values. All those values, merits Allah has placed in you and has vested in your soul, you forget it. Even the conscience doesn't work anymore. The conscience, human conscience is a very forceful and strong thing. That's why we can live with each other, isn't it? If we didn't have that human conscience, we would have eaten each other, we would have devoured each other, isn't it? So that even that human conscience we forget. That is the meaning of Allah make you to forget yourself. You don't know, then you forget what is your value. You think that you are created just for pleasure of this world, just for a short while. We forget our values if we forget God. So, if we want Him to be pleased with us, in Surah Bayyinah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Those who believe and do good, these are the best of all creatures. Best of anything Allah has ever created. Bariyah is anything Allah has created. Angels, animals, insects, all are Bariyah. The universe is Bariyah. Now, as human being, if you have faith and do good, you are the best of all creatures that Allah has ever created. On the contrary, if you forget yourself, and if you go towards evil, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَةِ. They are the worst of all creatures. This is human being. Look at the spectrum. شَرُّ الْبَرِيَةِ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَةِ. And, of course, we are placed somewhere in between probably. شَرُّ الْبَرِيَةِ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَةِ. And when this verse was recited, the Prophet said, Ali, peace be on him, is Khairul Bariyah. He is the Khairul Bariyah because he had all his human values. And then he says, Jazahu hum inda rabbihim جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم. Allah is pleased with them. ورضوا عنه. Okay, now let's move to the next thing that Imam is asking. Three very important things Imam is asking from Allah here. As I said, each one of them would be enough for any one of us to prosper forever if Allah gives it to us. And inshallah He gives. He's so generous. If we ask with good heart, He gives, inshallah. So, first of all, the first request was that make me benefit from my life. Give me long life so that I benefit from it. وَاجْعَلْنِي مِمَّنْ أَطَلْتَ أُمْرَهُ وَحَسَّنْتَ عَمَلٍ. This is the first one. But then the following three, which is based on this. أَتْمَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ نِعْمَتَكَ. You have consummated your ni'mah for them. رَضِيتَ عَنْهُ. Second one. The third one. وَأَحْيَيْتَهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. And have given them a pure life or good life, what, depending how we translate tayyiba. What is al-hayatu tayyiba? What is it? A hayat free of sins, a life free of sins. Hayat is life. Tayyiba is pure or clean or good or whatever. What is hayatu tayyiba? Again, in Surah Nahl, we have this very beautiful verse. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن. When Allah wants to emphasize something for human being, He brings this male or female. It means that because this is so hard, so huge, that Allah, sometimes people think that is it only, especially those Arabs with that sort of masculine mind. It's only for men. No. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى, male or female, وهو مؤمن. Of course, that means وهو مؤمن وهي مؤمنة, but just it's summarized. And they are مؤمن. فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. We make them to come alive with a pure life. We give them a pure life. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ. This pure life, this al-hayatu tayyiba in this world. And then when they come to us, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We give them their reward better than what they did, used to do. It is not seemly for a generous person that when you give them something, they give back to you equal. Generous people, usually when they want to return a favor, they give more. Now, what do you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you do something for Him, He's not going to return to you the favor in equal scale. 10 times at least. 10 times is guaranteed. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالَهَا. 10 times is the guaranteed generosity of God. Isn't it? Then it goes up 100 times, 700 times, as if we have in Surah Baqarah. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لَمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And then we may give more. That's when a generous being is returning your favor. Okay, so وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بَأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We give the reward better than what they used to do. However, that حياة الحياة الطيبة in this life. I wished if Allah would have given me one day of that life and take the rest of my life. It is something that we cannot imagine what type of life that is. What is hayatun tayyiba? This is the same as when Allah says, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Think of two people. One is someone who has light. Think that of two people in this room, okay? One completely blind, one have a very sharp vision. The one with a very sharp vision in this city, they can go wherever they want, they can find their way. The blind one cannot find anything. Allah says the blind one is like a dead man, like a dead person. All of you without, before having that pure voluntary faith, you see, our faith moves from a sort of compulsory faith or involuntary faith towards voluntary faith gradually. Because as Muslim-born people, or as new converts that we have just learned what Islam is, not even compulsory, but we have just learned, we don't know things much about Islam, about faith, about belief. We don't know much. Whether we are born in a Muslim family or we are a convert, at the beginning we don't know much. Gradually we move towards that deep voluntary faith. And that deep voluntary faith, if we continuously do good and deepen that faith, at one stage that quantitative gradual increase will become qualitative. It changes quality, changes quality. It's suddenly like as believers, okay, as believers, we believe in God, but we move around. We move around with the idea of God, but our eyes are shut. We don't see anything. We just believe. We just feel. We just have a sense. We just have a love. We just have a longing. That's what we are. Then suddenly, when that quantitative increase becomes qualitative, suddenly our eyes opens. Wow, what world we see around us. That's al-hayatu tayyiba. That's al-hayatu tayyiba. Allah opens the eyes of your heart. You see. Then, wherever you look, you first see God and then see everything else. This is what Amirul Mu'minin says. مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا إِلَّا وَرَأَيْتُ اللَّهَ قَبْلَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ وَمَعَهُ. I never saw anything unless I saw God before it, after it, and with it. This is al-hayatu tayyiba. This is, and this is a promise of God. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Good act and iman. Then if they continue with this, with good intention, with pure heart, then at one stage we make them alive. أَوَ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. Is the one who was dead and we gave him life. And we gave him a light by which he could move, he could walk among the people, like the one who is in darkness and cannot come out of it. And all these prophets come to help us. It's help. It's not, you see, it's not final guidance. It's just support. It's just help. It's just a push. They try to push us and Allah tries to pull us. They push us from behind. Allah pulls us from before. And then if we are good, suddenly we come into that elevated life. Al-hayatu tayyiba. That's the final thing we can receive in this world. That's the final thing we can receive in this world. So what Imam is asking, وَاجْعَلْنِي مِمَّنْ أَطَلْتَ عُمْرَهُ وَحَسَّنْتَ عَمَلَهُ وَأَتْمَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ نِعْمَتَكَ وَرَضِيْتَ عَنْهُ وَأَحْيَيْتَهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. And you have given them a pure life. What is he asking? Subhanallah. Can we ask these things from Allah? Do we know what these things are to us initially? We don't know. We just learn it from them. And that's why all the time we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, isn't it? We learn from them. They teach us. They push us. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the guardian, the help of those who believe. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. He's pulling them out of darkness to light. That's حَيَاتُ الْحَيَاتُ الطَّيِّبَةِ. It's pulling them out. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ The disbelievers, their guardians, their friends are shaitan. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ They take him out of that initial twilight that every human soul has. They take him out of that toward darkness. You see, initially we are in the middle ground. Not absolute light, not absolute darkness. This is human soul. Then Allah wants to take us to absolute light. Shayateen want to take us to absolute darkness. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the guardian of this type who want to go to light. And shayateen are the wali of those who go to darkness. Wa ahyaytahu hayatan tayyibah. Now, I want all these, just the finishing part. I want all these fi adwam as-surur, in the most persistent joy and happiness. This is joy and happiness of the heart, isn't it? We think that joy and happiness comes with wealth and pleasure and these things because we have no, of course, that's not our fault, because we don't know of higher grade joys and happiness. We don't know of it. ذَلَكَ Sometimes when I recite this verse in Surah Najm, I really get impressed. فَأَعْرِضْ أَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا Turn away from those who turn away from my remembrance. And unfortunately, all the time we are looking up at those who turn away from Allah's remembrance. Looking up at them because they have wealth, because they are better off, for example, in different aspects. We look up to them. And Allah tells us, no, turn away from them. فَأَعْرِضْ أَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا And doesn't seek anything but the life of this world. And life of this world is pleasures, is wealth, is comfort, whatever. They don't have any ambition higher than this. Why? ذَلَكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ This is the extent of their knowledge. So if the extent of our knowledge is this world, we cannot think about higher joys and higher happiness. And Imam actually is asking for that higher happiness. فِي أَدْوَمِ السُّرُورِ I want all these. I want تَمَامُ النِّعْمَ I want your pleasure. I want الْحَيَاةُ الطَّيِّبَةِ فِي أَدْوَمِ السُّرُورِ In the most persistent happiness. وَأَسْبَغِ الْكَرَامَةِ And in the most generous benevolence that you give anyone. وَأَتَمِّ الْأَيْشِ And in the most perfect type of life that a human being can have, although I do not deserve all these things, but إِنَّكَ تَفْعَلُ مَا تَشَاءُ وَلَا يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ خَيْرٌ You can do whatever you want. I don't deserve it, I know, but you have power. You have the generosity. إِنَّكَ تَفْعَلُ مَا تَشَاءُ You can do whatever you want. This is when the persistent dua acts, isn't it? You can do whatever you want, and no one else but you is like that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, to fulfill all these for us. If He gives these to us, I don't know what else we want from Allah. وَسَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى الطَّاهِرِينَ